We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ducks gonna pick it up, and here we go!
Chuck,
How about that score?
How about that?
And Oregon repeats as the Pac-12 champion.
Omarui for three, yes!
Oh, and a steal and slam for Williams!
Duarte
to the basket, the slam!
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions!
Boom, regular season champions, and now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Happy signing day, everybody. Oregon football adding two new recruits to the Take Flight 21 recruiting class in running back, Myron Cardwell, and a new addition to the class also coming at the cornerback's position. We were talking with Rod Chance about this earlier today, and I thought it was cool that he mentioned with Avante Dickerson adding to the class that they went and got him from Omaha, and there's obviously some powerful blue blood programs in that part of the country, and Oregon was able to get a four-star cornerback in Dickerson to come to Eugene, in addition to Byron Cardwell, the running back who Jim Mastro on our National Signing Day special presented by McDelivery this morning, he said, "I've wanted him for a long time. It was just a numbers game, and the Ducks found a way to get Byron Cardwell." And Coach Cristobal, who met with the media in addition to our show this morning, we're going to hear from him coming up. So stick with us. We've got Coach Cristobal's full press conference on the way. Also a conversation with Rob Mosley, editor-in-chief of GoDucks.com. And we'll also check in with Oregon volleyball head coach Matt Ulmer as their season continues after their really nice bounce-back performance, beating a top 25 team on Sunday. We have Matt Ulmer coming up later on. It also is National Girls and Women in Sports Day today. And I'm happy to report that one of our groundbreakers here from the University of Oregon, Sarah Goodrum, will be on the show with us tomorrow. We're going to sit down with her and reflect on her journey becoming the first minor league hitting coordinator that is a female in Major League Baseball history. Sarah Goodrum will have her on the show tomorrow. I missed it by just that much getting her on for National Girls and Women in Sports Day. And speaking of women's athletics, your Women in Flight update of the week The University of Oregon women's basketball team is back, and they have added a game against UC Davis on Saturday, February 6th. It'll be at Matthew Knight Arena. The Ducks will not be able to play the game on Friday against Arizona State as they continue to come off of the protocol pause, but they will be able to play a game on Saturday against UC Davis. So the number 12 Ducks, who currently sit at 11-3 overall and 9-3 in Pac-12 play, will return to practice later this week and then take on the Aggies at 6 o'clock on Saturday. The game will be live streamed on goducks.com/live. It'll be a treat for all of you fans because you'll have Terry Johns and Bev Smith on not just the radio call, but on the TV call as well from Matthew Knight Arena. The Ducks will then also play Arizona at 4 o'clock on ESPN2 on Monday. That game is still on the schedule. We're all looking forward to Oregon women's basketball getting back in action. Meanwhile, men's basketball today. Dana Altman met with the media as well. Before we jump into Coach Cristobal's press conference, I want to update you that he said that everybody should be available except for Eric Williams. That's what the Ducks are anticipating for tomorrow's matchup with Washington State. Coach Altman also talked about that Will Richardson started to shoot around a little bit, and the Ducks are working with Will Richardson and his doctor to make sure that he gets back up to speed and is ready to roll as soon as possible once it is safely to do so after that thumb surgery. The Ducks, though, have only had 5 practices in about the last month, which means they might be a little bit rusty. That's going to be a big key, I think, just how fast do you shake off that rust. Not get down on yourselves if something doesn't go right against Washington State at 8 o'clock on FS1 tomorrow, 7:30 pregame show on the Oregon Sports Network. And if you have not done so yet, go to goducks.com/signingday to register for the live-streamed event. We got a ton of coverage of signing day coming today. And tonight at 6 o'clock, you're not going to want to miss it. You can register on goducks.com/signingday for the live event. You can watch online. And also head to the auction, a new addition to the auction, actually, that we're going to tell you about. It's kind of like the buy-it-now approach, not like a bidding sort of thing for the auction this time around. But the Sassy Cupcake in Eugene, available to make a delivery to someone that you care about in the Eugene area. There's also an option for those of you who are outside the Eugene area. If you want to get in on the auction, it's a lower cost, I think a great way to help out and support the Ducks. Cool thing on the goducks.com/signingday auction as well. All right, we got Rob Mosley coming up. We got a softball schedule to tell you about, and we got a whole lot of Mario Cristobal to hear from. Your Women in Flight update of the week, always brought to you by the Duck Store, a proud supporter of Women in Flight. How about Mario Cristobal? He had a lot of positive things to say about the best recruiting class in program history, the Oregon football head coach today.
Obviously, National Signing Day. Now, I believe, what is it, the fourth year where we have both an early signing day and a second signing day. But another day that's seems like it happens every year now. You know, they become more and more historical, and this certainly was no different than the past couple of years. A special thanks to every member of this organization, especially our football coaches, our assistant coaches, our support staff, graphics, editing department, the players who are the best ambassadors to the program, the guys that just do it on the field and in the classroom, and just serve as just great examples for our prospects out there. But the amount of effort poured into this, and in a year where obviously we were all affected by the pandemic, to put together a class like this, just been awesome. So, but it just, what can I say? I mean, it's widely regarded as the best class in our history. You know, we'll find out in the field, right, when it all plays out. But in terms of players in the country and some of the best players at every position, widely regarded as the best class in our history for the third consecutive year, having the top class in the Pac-12 conference, which is great because it leads to, you know, we'd like to have those consecutive type of accomplishments, like having a back-to-back Pac-12 championship. This is directly related to that talent acquisition. Our third straight top 10 class, the top player in 7 different states, which was huge for us. That was a huge priority for us, is to make sure that on the West Coast that we set out to get the best players in our respective areas. And so we got the best player in Oregon, Arizona, Utah, Nevada, Colorado, New York, and Nebraska. So major accomplishments there. Tremendous young men, awesome student athletes. 13 of them are on campus right now, expecting another one to come in for the spring term as well. 12 offensive signees, 11 defensive signees. I guess I could go on and on and on, you know, guys at the alpha dog in the Elite 11 and Ty Thompson, maybe the best quarterback in the country. A couple of 5 stars and the number one offensive player in the state of California in Troy Franklin, top receiver class and top tight end class in the country. Top five O-line class in the country. We mentioned the quarterback, arguably one of the best. Two of the top 10 defensive backs in the country as well. I guess I'll stop there and open it up for questions, you know. But it gets a really exciting day. A lot of stuff accomplished. Still a little bit of room, you know. We have a little bit of room. And we're going to keep recruiting. And we'll polish off this class here in the very near future. But that being said, open to questions.
Mario, you mentioned obviously a lot of the individual accolades in terms of the players. Wanted to ask specifically about a receiver and corner. Going back roughly a year ago, you made changes on the staff at those two positions, and they were positions of immediate need. Can you speak to what Brian and Rod were able to do specifically at those positions under some extraordinarily unique and challenging circumstances to bring in the classes that they just did when you needed them to hit at that level?
No doubt, that's a great point. You know, Brian McClendon was not hired, I believe, until, was it March of last year? So actually he was hired via Zoom and worked via Zoom and first started recruiting via Zoom. But I mean, he was, we had targeted him for a long, long time. His impact was significant. He immediately connected with guys that we had identified as top targets. He identified some other ones as well and went to work with him together with the rest of the offensive and the entire staff. And he hit a home run. He hit a home run. And I think Rod did a great job as well in a time where, being that we were going to have a significant amount of our defensive backs move on to the NFL or graduate, that we had to get at least three guys that could flat out cover, play man, off man, also were instinctive and physical enough to play the run, guys that could understand concepts. And we had to do a lot of this via Zoom, and that's difficult. But Rod also did a great job acquiring the right type of student athlete and great talent, what we feel is elite talent, to help us elevate the standard at both those positions. So really happy with those results.
Coach, I did want to ask about what you guys are able to do at the moment, kind of what the plan is for spring ball. And then you mentioned the 13 on campus already. Kind of what have they been able to accomplish in the last month or so?
Well, this is probably the most important thing for us is the offseason. Last year, we didn't have this. Or let me go back and say this. We had this portion of the offseason last year, winter conditioning, and we began spring ball and actually got through practice number four. Then after that, nothing was the same. And then the 6 weeks heading into the season last year, we didn't have our players on campus. So we never got our true offseason work done. That's where we're at right now. We're in the middle of the winter conditioning program. In another week and a half, we'll transition over to the fourth quarter program. The freshmen are fully participating in everything that we're doing. We're not doing our football school portion of it yet, where we start having more meetings regarding scheme, positional, technical, and fundamental use and drills and all that stuff. But they are right now in full flow academic work, as well as all the stuff that we require our guys to do in the off season from a strength and conditioning standpoint.
Mario, not only will you have this class coming in next year, but essentially last year's recruiting class, it'll kind of be like a do-over freshman year for them in a lot of ways. What's that going to be like to have this kind of super freshman influx on your roster coupled with the seniors coming back? Just, I mean, obviously it's unique to everyone, but what's that going to be like to have that many bodies?
Well, it's much needed, number one. I think it's almost a reversal of what we experienced last year. Last year, you know, you finish the Rose Bowl and you have some great seniors go on, move on, right? You have Justin Herbert and all those great offensive linemen, Drayton Kahlberg, you know, Sione, Troy Dye, great players. But you were layered, you were structured to have a really good roster, a really good depth chart. But when the season was postponed and canceled, you lost some of your best seniors and your best juniors as well. Talk about NFL first round caliber guys. So it's the opposite of this year. Last year, we experienced essentially two classes being extracted from your program in one season. Now we get to have the benefit, like you mentioned, of having two freshman classes in one preseason. That's a monstrous advantage for us. in terms of development, depth, competition. We certainly make sure that our guys understand how healthy and how welcome competition is in this program. It makes everybody better. Everybody gets excited in our program about recruiting. Our players understand that. You know, I tell them all the time, when I was a player, I mean, Coach Jimmy Johnson and Coach Dennis Erickson, they used to find me all the time because I said, yes, I want to be around great players. I want to be around tough guys that work hard because I want to win a national championship. And so it's fun to know, and it's great to see that our team has a lot of guys like that as well that want to be involved, that want to be an extension, you know, of what we do from our recruiting efforts and great ambassadors to the program to help attract other great student athletes that fit our program.
Pretty cool to hear that Coach Cristobal was the guy that was on the recruiting trail himself, recruiting other guys, right? I mean, you always hear that student athletes have talked about that, and certain guys have kind of taken it upon themselves in each class that have tried to bring the recruiting class together. That, yeah, it makes sense that that would have been Coach Cristobal. Every head coach interview this year brought to you by the Willamette Valley Cancer Institute and Research Center. Fight like a duck with cancer care you can count on. Rob Mosley has connected. We're going to talk with the editor-in-chief of GoDucks.com coming up in just a moment. Continuing to break down this class, some of his thoughts, and we're also going to have a little bit of fun with Rob like we always do on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
Don't go anywhere. Duck Insider continues after these messages on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Learfield IMG College.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back inside the Country Financial Studio, Joey Mack with you, and it's Duck Insider presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. Rob Mosley's with us on the UOAA guest line, and today's show also brought to you by North Fork Public House, open for dine-in and takeout, NorthForkEugene.com. Of course, we've been coining the phrase dine-in-out, because you're sitting outside while you're dining in these days, right, Rob?
Yeah, man, I haven't done either one in quite a long time.
Me neither, man.
Dining-in has all been dining-in-in, but
yeah.
We've definitely made an effort to make sure we're ordering from local restaurants.
Takeout is key. I hear you on that. I absolutely hear you on that. He's Rob Mosley. You can find him on Twitter at DuckFootball, at GoDucksMosley, and, of course, GoDucks.com, the editor-in-chief. All right, Rob, it's signing day. It's a big day, adding two new guys to the Oregon football recruiting class. Your thoughts, just kind of breaking everything down. Fans on this show have heard a little bit from Coach Cristobal and have heard from him over the course of the day. We'll hear more on the show later on. Rob, your thoughts on the class and how they pieced it all together?
Yeah, it's just, you know, as Mario Cristobal said, it just keeps feeling like every year is historic. And, you know, when you're talking about only a couple years ago finally having for the first time a consensus top 10 class, and then this year being a slam dunk, maybe top five class in the country. You know, this is where Mario Cristobal wants to be recruiting at. This is the level he wants to be recruiting at. You know, these are the, you know, when you're the Alabamas and the Clemsons and the Ohio States, that's who he wants to be going toe to toe with for the best classes in the country. So, and now he's got Oregon firmly in the thick of that. And it's, at, you know, we can't, for as excited as we are about this guy or that guy, we just can't lose sight of just how, and for as hard as Mario's worked to make that the norm and make that the standard, you know, for those of us who have been around a few years too, it's not a bad thing every once in a while too, to step back and just reflect on how remarkable that is and how different it is. And, you know, it's pretty amazing and impressive, because this isn't, it's not easy, you know, there's geographic challenges to recruiting to a place like this. And it's not that Mario Cristobal and his staff have eliminated those. They've just worked their tails off to overcome them and make them non-factors. And that's just one of many things that's really, really impressive.
Let's drill in on that, Rob. If I had told, you know, senior year Rob Mosley writing for the Daily Emerald, hey, Oregon's going to have a top five recruiting class, what would you have said? And if I told Rob Mosley when he started covering Duck football for the Register Guard a little more than 10 years ago, what would you have said in those two instances?
Those are just, that's interesting snapshots in time. Like my senior year, the last year I covered Oregon football at the Emerald was 1998. And so Oregon's on this upward trajectory. And then over the next couple of years, you know, led by Joey Harrington, plays itself into national title contention. And naively, I probably would have said, okay, I can buy that. You know,
sure.
Just because it seemed like that's the short-term trajectory things were on. Because my sense of where the program had been the previous 20 years wasn't nearly as deep and rich as it is now. And my sense, you know, what a accomplishment that would have been. And then you see the years since, just, you know, sustaining success is a hard thing to do. You know, so getting to that level once is hard, and then staying there is really, really hard. So I probably naively would have said 20 years ago, sure, I can buy it. And then when I first started covering the team for the Register Guard, that was such a unique time too, because, you know, there was this sense that, you know, what Oregon was doing schematically with when Chip Kelly was the offensive coordinator was such a difference maker that the Ducks didn't necessarily need to feel like they had to recruit top five or top 10 to be a top five or top 10 program. But, you know, now we, in hindsight, that seems a little naive too, because that was just such a short snapshot in time. And, you know, if you, by the time you realize you're ahead of the curve in anything, everybody's probably caught up to you, you know, in this game, you know, everybody's such a copycat. So, you know, that wasn't sustainable either. If you want to be really, really good and go toe to toe with the best around the rest of the country, you have to have elite talent. Elite programs are built on elite talent. Mario Cristobal knows this, and it doesn't back down to a fight. Doesn't back down from a fight with anyone. And we're seeing the fruits of that in a class today. Again, it's, you know, arguably top five in the country with still a couple more spots to fill that could boost those rankings. So it's awesome.
The theme there might be you always have to be adapting and looking toward the future, and in this more than any other industry. I mean, that's true, I guess, of any industry, but particularly in football, because everybody is going to try to catch up to you.
Yeah, and if you weren't adaptable this year, you were hosed.
True.
So, you know, this...
All of us, that could be true.
You know, the fact that this program was assembled under these conditions in particular, you know, I think we talked last week, too, about, you know, in some of those geographic disadvantages I just mentioned earlier, you know, Oregon's had to find ways to overcome those, and perhaps some of those tricks the Ducks learned over the years paid dividends this year in terms of virtual tours and things like that. But there was a ton of new ground that needed to be broken as well, and Mario Cristobal and his staff did that. And if you want to be a playoff team, you have to have playoff talent. You know, how your team gets measured in the college football landscape 2 and 3 years from now will depend a lot on how it's measured in the recruiting landscape this year. And you have to stack elite program classes to be an elite program. And we're just seeing that. We're just seeing year over year now. So, you know, it'll only be the next year or two, if this is sustained, before you start to feel like you know, you can count on Oregon being a playoff contender every single year. Not if the cards fall right, not if you get a few breaks, not if you pull off an upset here or there, but because the Ducks are as good as anybody in terms of talent.
Rob Mosley, the editor-in-chief of GoDucks.com, joining us on Twitter at DuckFootball. You know, Rob, this is going to be kind of fun, and you'll have to bear with me because these are the sorts of things that we like to do when you're on the show. But the last time that you played a college football video game was?
Oh, boy. It was the one with Joey on the cover.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, Rob.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got three of them in the studio. This was the last one that you played, though? Really?
Yeah, and I played it for a couple extra years playing like the Dynasty mode. But
sure.
Yeah, I went a long time without a video game system between probably like 2004, 2005, and then last year.
Yeah, well, yeah, we've discussed how, you know, MLB The Show was a definite quarantine pastime for Rob Mosley.
Absolutely.
With his Dodgers. Hey, but Rob, you know, in all seriousness, I mean, I asked this for tongue-in-cheek with the news yesterday, and we all know that there's a lot still to unpack there with name, image, and likeness, all these sorts of things. But it's also a big recruiting advantage. I mean, Oregon was documented as the most played game in the last five iterations of it. I mean, that says something about Oregon being cutting edge even then.
Yeah, and I don't know what kind of features are in there now, but yeah, if there's the ability to shuffle through different uniforms and, you know,
exactly,
we give them the right to all those different options, I mean, that'll be fun as heck. And yeah, I like I said, I have a video game system now again after all these years. I did not get a PS5 because those went to the people who actually are important in the football program,
right?
Off the
but the Duck didn't get one, Rob.
Right, well, yeah, I like to think I would have got one before the Duck. I actually have opposable thumbs, for one thing. Maybe I'll have to pick up the new game.
The Duck's going to be very unhappy to hear this interview with Rob Mosley. Hey, lastly, Rob, I mean, you tweeted about this earlier, and I thought it was great. I mentioned it on the show to start. Sarah Goodrum going to be on the show tomorrow. I've had Anisha Curry on the show in the past. It's cool to celebrate things like that on a day like today. With it being National Girls and Women in Sport Day, we've seen some pretty cool things in that light here from the University of Oregon.
It's really fun to be alive during a generation when these things are starting to become somewhat normal. You know, yeah. You're seeing women on staff with NFL teams, with NBA teams. You know, you saw Becky Hammon serving as head coach of an NBA team, you know, when Popovich got ejected from a game. And so to have Anisha Curry, you know, serving on a men's college staff, to have Sarah Goodrum now working in a Major League Baseball organization, you know, it's going to be really cool, you know, in 10, 15 years, whatever, when that's completely normal. But for them to have those opportunities and for it, you know, there not to be that glass ceiling that just denies capable people the ability to, you know, contribute to an organization and provide value that way. That, you know, women for going back generations have had the ability to do, but just the expectation was that they wouldn't have that opportunity. And to have some Ducks who are kind of on the forefront of that and helping break those glass ceilings is cool. I'm really happy for them personally that, you know, they're alive at a time when they can, you know, achieve at that level. You know, I'm happy for just, you know, athletics in general that, you know, that's becoming something that's normal and it's not different, you know, and in some ways it felt a little weird celebrating them in that light because hopefully it's not unusual in the future. But on the other hand, you know, it takes a little bit of courage to be the first anything because, you know, there's going to be a little bit of pushback here and there, either in, you know, subtle or obvious ways from some people who are uncomfortable with change. But, you know, life's about change, and these are positive changes, and it's awesome that Ducks are involved.
Lastly, we've been talking about this as the social media world, and at least for Oregon, has been celebrating groundbreakers, and it's all about Black History Month. And, Rob, I know that you've been involved in this. I've talked about it over the course of the last few days, that it's cool to be recognizing those sorts of stories, and I just think it's worth celebrating, and I'm glad that we're doing it here.
You know, this is another thing, too, that I have kind of mixed feelings about because I've heard from a few people, you know, a colleague of mine who spent a lot of time working in the SEC, who saw some of the groundbreakers that we put on our social media channels the last couple of days. And was like, I can't believe how early they happened. You know, in the SEC, you're talking about the 60s, 70s, 80s when some of these things finally happened.
Sure.
Where Oregon football had a black starting quarterback in 1927. Mm-hmm. You know, Oregon teams were integrated much earlier than some other places. And that's something to be proud of. On the other hand, you think about the experiences of those individuals and how difficult they were. And, you know, we have some documentation of some of the hurdles they had overcome just to participate like everybody else, like anyone else. And it's not something that you feel particularly proud about. You know, the conditions under which they participated in collegiate athletics.
Sure.
For as difficult as those situations were, I'm glad that our athletic department was progressive enough to have people going through them and breaking down those barriers in the 20s and the 30s and the 40s rather than the 60s and the 70s and the 80s. You know, at least that's something to be proud of. But it is Black History Month is a month for celebrating successes, but also acknowledging struggles too. There's two sides to that coin. And both sides deserve attention, and both merit, kind of study and scrutiny, and being again, you know, celebrated, respected, appreciated, and just accounted for by us.
Having the difficult conversation is a big part of it, and I think that's absolutely why, you know, that's why we like to, that's why I like to talk about it on the show, and I think that it's definitely worthy. There's some great stories that are going to be told throughout Black History Month here from the University of Oregon Athletic Department. Moes, I could talk to you for hours. Thanks for taking the time, and I know it's a busy day. I'll talk with you later on this evening, my friend.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
He's Rob Mosley, editor-in-chief of GoDucks.com, and we're going to have to pre-order a college football game for Rob. I'll take one for the team on that one, and we'll pre-order it for him.
Which system does he have, though? He didn't say.
He has a PS4. So we'll take care of that. We'll take care of that. I'm Joey Macko. We still got a lot more to come. Matt Ulmer, head coach of Oregon Volleyball, is going to join us. Also, the softball Pac-12 schedule is out, and we will get into a little bit of the weekend ahead in addition to more of the press conference with Mario Cristobal. We probably will not get to the entire Coach Cristobal press conference, but I'm happy to report that as we are live at 1:30, it's being uploaded to YouTube right now. We try to cover all our bases here. Back after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Dear wallet, you can't stop any 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Dear wallet, you can't stop any 2021 Toyota, no matter the weather. The Camry all-wheel drive comes out to play. Snowy hills don't stand a chance against the RAV4, and everyone will be comfy in the Highlander. See you in the snow. Toyota. Find yours at toyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
Duck Insider, Duck Insider, Duck Insider continues after this timeout on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Whole lot more to come on National Signing Day. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Joey Mack with you in the Country Financial Studio. Head to goducks.com/signingday. You can view all the new recruit bios, including the two that the Ducks added today. We're going to talk with Oregon Volleyball head coach Matt Ulmer coming up. The auction is still live, and a new addition, kind of a buy-it-now type deal where you can actually help the Ducks out and raise some money for some great causes, and then you can also send cupcakes to your friends. I mean, it sounds to me like, guys, if you're out there figuring out Valentine's Day, which PSA 11 days away, maybe this isn't a good opportunity for you, you know? Let's take a look at your Cafe Yum two-minute drill. The Ducks, with so much going on, as Oregon today has signed the top recruiting class in program history for the third straight year. That's really saying something. Meanwhile, Oregon men's basketball is resuming play on Thursday at 8 o'clock, though they will be without Eric Williams. That coming from Dana Altman today. The Ducks will have everybody else available. At least that's the plan heading into this matchup coming up. We can hope. But again, until the ball is tipped off, don't know for sure. Oregon women's basketball still postponed on Friday, but the Ducks will return to practice later this week, and they've added a game at 6 o'clock on Saturday against UC Davis before they play Arizona at 4 o'clock on Monday. Meanwhile, we also have a bunch of tennis action getting going, as Oregon women's tennis and Courtney Nagel's squad will be at home against Portland State on Friday, and Oregon men's tennis will also be in action against Portland State on Saturday, with the men's tennis squad playing a doubleheader against Portland State on Saturday. Women's tennis then at home against Idaho on Sunday as well. I think that's a positive sign for those two programs to get back in action, and I'm happy to say that Neil Sheelander, head coach Oregon men's tennis, will be on the show on Tuesday. Women's golf is also starting up their competition this weekend with a match beginning on Saturday, tournament I should say, beginning on Saturday. And then the Oregon Cross Country Open will take place on Friday. We'll have more updates on that over the course of the next few days. And the Oregon softball schedule has been released. So when we talked to Coach Lombardi yesterday, the Pac-12 had not released the schedule yet for Oregon softball, but happy to report the schedule is out. The Ducks will open next weekend as part of a tournament in Phoenix. They'll play Grand Canyon and Montana, to name a few, in addition to Cal Poly, and then they're actually going to play in Tempe against Utah and UCLA before heading to Pac-12 play, where the Ducks will actually be playing multiple games against the Pac-12 teams. And what I mean by that is it's not just a three-game series. There's going to be a fourth game as well that won't count toward the conference standings in Oregon softball and Pac-12 softball this year. A little bit unique. We're living in a unique year. Melissa Lombardi will be with us on Tuesday to break all that down. That's your Cafe Yum two-minute drill. Cafe Yum restaurants throughout Oregon and Washington, where special diet requests and custom orders are always welcome. Menus and nutrition info at cafeyum.com. Matt Ulmer is here, head coach Oregon Volleyball. What's up, man?
What's up? Let's go.
Hey, I am fired up to talk with you today, sir, because, well, one, it's National Girls and Women in Sports Day. Two, can every match just be the second match of a weekend?
I'm in for that.
All right, I take it. Okay, quick time out. When we come back, Oregon Volleyball head coach Matt Ulmer is with us. So stick with us in the Country Financial Studio on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, welcome to the Spicy Drive-In. May I take your order?
Can I get the spicy chicken sandwich, please?
The spicy chicken is an excellent choice, sir. And to drink?
Whatever's fine.
Oh, may I make a beverage pairing recommendation this evening?
Sure.
If we are feeling especially bold tonight, sir, I would recommend the Mountain Dew with that. It's bravely unrestrained with a very alive aroma that pairs wonderfully with your spicy chicken. It's followed by a hint of zesty citrus flavor.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
I'm sure you already know this, sir, but remember to appreciate the nose first by giving the Mountain Dew a little swirl to really volatize it.
What?
To change the flavor compounds and activate your taste buds to get them fully primed for that chicken sandwich.
Ah, it's delicious.
Now you're getting the hang of it. The muscular flavor charge characteristics of Mountain Dew make for an absolutely epic mouthfeel when paired with spicy cuisine. It is quite on point, sir.
Dude, it's a perfect match. Like they were made for each other.
So true, so true.
When you want to make good food bolder and bold food better, do the Dew.
Duck Insider, your home for the latest news on Oregon athletics. This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in,
If we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service Ad Council and your state forester.
Insider presented by On Point Community Credit Union. I'm Joey Mack in the Country Financial Studio, and joining us from Matthew 9 Arena on the University of Oregon Alumni Association guest line is head coach Matt Ulmer, Oregon volleyball coach. You know, I said kind of jokingly that could every match just be like the second one of a weekend, because you guys have come back with authority in the second game every weekend and the second match every weekend. And well, what do you know? You're 2-2. So can every match just be the second one?
That is a goal. That is a goal that we have, and we're going to try and make this happen this weekend.
What happened well? What worked well in the second matchup against UCLA? You guys sweep the number 19 team in the country. Something had to go right.
Yeah, I think just in general, we've made some really good adjustments after our first match, and we've been able to kind of handle those adjustments and stick to a game plan for longer stretches, and that's put a lot of pressure on the other side. So, I mean, offensively, we hit over 300, and defensively, we held them to like 160-something. So, I mean, that's a team that's been hitting 300. So, you know, both sides of the ball were really good, and we're capable of that. So we just need more time, practice, and more games.
I think the obvious question then from everybody who's been tuning in is, you guys did this with just 9 players in your rotation. An update on where the squad is at, and then part two of it is, how the heck were you able to do that with just 9 players practicing?
Yeah, update is, I mean, it takes – the amount of days it takes before people are available again. So I'm not allowed to change that. And that's a good thing that I'm not allowed to change that. So, so we'll probably have a very similar looking lineup. Hopefully we have a very similar looking lineup. It's week by week, day by day. So we'll see. And then, yeah, with the 9, I just thought, you know, everybody that was a part of the team this weekend, everybody played, you know, there's nobody else on the bench over there waiting to get their time. So, I thought just everybody was really engaged. It felt like a very team, very cohesive group on Sunday. Friday felt very quiet in Matthew Knight Arena without any fans and with a very limited bench. And I thought we lacked energy. And then I felt like our team made a really great adjustment to understand what they needed to bring in order to not feel that way again. And yeah, it was a special day for us.
Versatile athletes are always important to any team in any sport. But I feel like this year, they're probably more important, right? Particularly in a sport like volleyball, you need somebody that can be in there all the time and do a lot of different things for you.
Yeah, and I think that's how we've always recruited. You know, we try to recruit the best athletes, and we'll figure out what position they play later on. So we've had a lot of crossover positional players.
Sounds smart.
Well, sometimes it works out, you know. we've had times where middles are playing all the way around, and, you know, I mean, we've just had things like that happen. And I feel like this year you're going to get that. You know, you're going to just get a lot of hopefully organized chaos with that. But like Taylor Williams has never played opposite before in college, and all of a sudden, you know, Morgan Lewis is out, so Taylor Williams is in. And I thought she did a really nice job for us, was very steady and did what we asked of her.
USC is the next opponent coming up at 6:00 on Friday evening. And remember, for volleyball this year, every road trip and every homestand will be kind of like a doubleheader over the course of 3 days, because you've got 2 matches against each opponent on each trip to limit traveling, which I still think is smart. So to all the coaches that came up with that, I can't believe I'm going to say this, it must have been a pretty smart decision from one Matt Ulmer and all the rest of the coaches.
Really smart volleyball group, I tell you. Really smart. I'll pass that along, by the way. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. For whatever it's worth. I can just tell by the look on your face that you're like, yeah, whatever, Joey. Shut your mouth.
No, I like compliments, so thank you.
Matt Ulmer, head coach Oregon Volleyball, is our guest. You know, so now matching up against USC, what's the scouting report and some keys to success against them, especially on the road again?
Yeah, they weren't able to play opening weekend because they were scheduled to play Stanford, and Stanford still hasn't played, so they were out. So they've only had one weekend of play. They were at Oregon State this past weekend. I think they're a really talented group. You know, they're loaded at every position. They have a very good setter who moves the ball around. So it'll be a similar task to Washington State opening weekend, where they're in a really nice 5-1 and they have dynamic hitters everywhere. So, I mean, just like everybody in our conference, we'll have our hands full. And it's going to come down to, can we control our side better than we did on Friday, more like we did on Sunday?
I hesitate to even ask this or say this, that on Sunday the match will be at 2 o'clock, because I'm just kind of like expecting that it's going to be a great performance in the second match at this point, which I shouldn't be. So, which leads me to my actual question, as you're smirking at me and wanting to jump through the screen here. How do you play better in the first match of the weekend, Coach? I mean, that's a maybe impossible question to answer, but I think it's got to be a question that you're asking yourself right now too, right?
Definitely. I feel like we just need to do a better job of getting into our game plan sooner. It's just taking us a long time to adjust. Some of that probably is, again, not playing much, but you know, we just need to be able to dial in quicker. Again, and we had a lot of change. I know it doesn't seem like much when you're just taking away two players that had playing time, but anytime you change the chemistry of a group, there's going to be change there, and it's going to be a little bit different. So, you know, for us, can we just have the same lineup on the floor? That would be very helpful. Two, can we understand what the game plan is asking of us and try to execute that better, quicker? That would be good. And for us, again, we only have 9 bodies, so we're not practicing very hard right now, or much, I should say, trying to keep everybody fresh. And so hopefully we have a lot of energy to come out Friday, and it's going to take all 9 people. So hopefully we're ready to do that.
Yeah, I mean, you hit on conditioning there a little bit. Was that a concern for you coming into the year with the limited practice and really the different practice that you guys have? Was that a concern for you and the coaching staff?
Absolutely. I mean, Carson Bacon only had 4 practices before our first match against Washington State.
Wow.
Something like that. And the first week I was setting in practice because we didn't have any setters.
Right.
We only had 7 bodies.
How'd you do?
I didn't hurt myself. And I didn't hurt anybody else, so I feel like that's always good. I was better than I was nervous. I told them I was nervous opening day because I haven't done it in a while, but it was okay. But I think, yeah, I mean, we're really scared of getting injured, you know, especially when players are out, you know, for a period of time, and then they need to come right back in and play again. You know, what's, you know, just really watching them through that and not trying to hustle anybody back, rush anybody back too soon, because then you could come up with an injury. So I think we're all very conscious of that, and we're trying to make good decisions for the health and safety of our athletes.
I have to say that I did ask Coach Ulmer how he did setting, and that was well done. You said the same thing last time, just, you know, I didn't get hurt. That's good.
Things are hurting because I have to play this week now because we don't have bodies.
But, oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. You know, everybody needs to have that outlet somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit of activity. It's good.
How key has Gloria Mutieri been for you?
Huge. Yeah. I mean, she was tasked with lining up with Mac May this past weekend, who is the reigning Pac-12 player of the year and the national player of the year candidate. And I thought Friday, Mac May was really special. And I thought she won that battle. And then Gloria, I thought, responded beautifully and won the battle on Sunday. So, you know, in our conference, we're very left side dominant. We have some of the best left side attackers in our sport or in our conference, year in and year out. So, you know, Gloria coming here, she's going to be matched up against a lot of those great players. And that's what she wants. That's why she came here. So she's going to get challenged, and hopefully she's up for those challenges and wants to get in those battles. And I thought she did a great job of that on Sunday.
USC coming up 6 o'clock on Friday for Oregon volleyball. They'll be on the road Friday at 6 and Sunday at 2. Games are televised on Pac-12 Network. Matches. I need to get in volleyball shape. Matches televised on Pac-12 Network. And then the games within the matches also will be televised on Pac-12 Network. Did you like that recovery there?
Those are the sets, but you're right. It's good.
You know? I thought he'd give me a pass there, but he didn't.
Oh, there! I see what you did—a pass. Nice one.
Thank you, thank you.
Good recovery.
That was unintentional.
Yeah, that's why it worked.
Boy, it's a rough day.
That's why it worked.
You know, it's signing day. It's a, you know, it's a big day. You know,
big day. Number big 5, day. Right? 5th. Wow.
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good. You know, I'll take it. Hey, in all seriousness, good luck with the matches, the sets, and the games that you play while traveling, because I know all the coaches do that still.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
See, that was a good recovery. See, he couldn't even say anything bad about that one. Matt Ulmer, he's the head coach of the Oregon volleyball team, and they're on the road Friday at 6 o'clock. Matt, good luck in all seriousness. Thanks for taking the time, and let's talk about two wins next week, huh?
I'd love that. Go Ducks.
All right, Matt Ulmer, kind enough to join us. When we come back, a little bit more on football signing day, as we'll jump into a little bit more of Mario Cristobal's press conference. That's after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, On Point proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. On Point Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local Country representative.
This is Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold
day. I want to
be a
football
stadium.
I want
to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Someday I'm going to remember that, you know, not after I called play-by-play for Oregon volleyball for a while or anything, but at some point I'm going to remember that it's a set within a match. I guess I'm in football mode still today. It is National Signing Day for Oregon football. And, hey, First Interstate Bank and the Oregon Ducks are proud to recognize community heroes. Go to goducks.com/community-hero-program. You can nominate someone to be a community hero, essentially just someone that makes the community a better place. And the nominees could win an autographed basketball from Coach Altman. It's going to be like one of these. It's on the desk with the O and the Nike swoosh. It's a good basketball. Not one that you want to dribble outside, I'll tell you that. And Duck prize packs. Not that I've done that before. That's thanks to our friends at First Interstate Bank. GoDucks.com/community-hero-program. We also just now, we know for sure that there is a lacrosse schedule that has been announced. Oregon lacrosse will begin its season on February 19th against San Diego State. Ducks are going to be on the road for the majority of their schedule, a little more than half, I should say, of their schedule before getting into conference action. But the majority of their matches are going to be away to start. First quarter of their schedule going to be away from Pape Field. We'll have to talk with Chelsea Gamble-Hoffman coming up on the show. Oregon lacrosse getting their season rolling here in a few weeks. Elsewhere, as we'll wrap up today with as much as we can of Coach Cristobal's press conference talking with the media. We won't get to all of it. You can find it on demand. Those of you who are live with us in the 1 o'clock hour, I believe the press conference probably uploaded to YouTube by now. If not, those of you listening on one of our OSN affiliates, you'll be able to find his full press conference available on the Go Ducks YouTube channel for those of you who are interested. Mario Cristobal continuing his chat with the media.
You guys have basically had the target on your backs for the last, basically since you came in on the recruiting trail in three consecutive Pac-12 crowns. You have members of your staff, former staff, that are coaching at other schools now trying to recruit against you guys. Just like, And even this year, the medium changed. Like, it seemed like this year would maybe be the year that somebody else gets you guys because it's on Zoom. Like, how challenging was it to keep that consistency this year? And it, now just over a 4-year period where you guys have had this level, just does it get harder to sustain this, or does that kind of success keep that momentum going?
Well, I think our guys took it as a challenge. I think every year, I think three successive years is, I guess the best way to put it is like this. We have an unbelievable place and an unbelievable program, and the trajectory is skyrocketing. So what happens is that every single year, a lot of teams, a lot of programs around the country, they want to come and they want to take a piece of Oregon back with them, and they want to implement stuff that we do, our blueprint and whatnot. And we're proud of that. We're proud of the fact that, you know, people from here, they get head coaching jobs, they get coordinator jobs, they get opportunities to be on the field, move up and move on. And that's part of one of the best things about coming to Oregon. You're, whether you're a player, a coach, a GA, an analyst, you're going to have the opportunity to keep moving upwards. But every year you always, I think our guys see it as a challenge. Whenever there's a person leave here or there, it's like, oh, well, it's going to change now. It's like, well, no, we have a blueprint, and it's not just about one person. It's about everybody working together, and it's about everybody being part of the University of Oregon and this unbelievable athletic department and program and community. So I think it's awesome to see that the hard work is validated in surpassing the accomplishments of past recruiting classes, regardless of, you know, departures or new arrivals. It just, we just kind of keep going on and on and getting stronger. And it's validated in what we're doing on the field. It's validated in what we're doing in the classroom and in the community and society. So we know we say it a lot, but when we say it, we mean it. We're not a video snapshot. We're not a false tagline. We're doing it, you know, we're doing it for real. And I think we're just getting started. So.
Yeah, Mario, your running back room is pretty loaded as it is, and you've added now two more guys to that mix. I'm just curious, what do you like about Cardwell? And then I guess McGee maybe being able to play multiple positions for you as well. What would you like with him?
I think you said it perfectly right there. You know, Seven could do a lot of things, and he could do a lot of things everywhere on the field, special teams, on offense, in the backfield, spread out wide. Cardwell is... he's a special talent, and he's a very large special talent, and adds a dimension to that backfield that we need speed and power combined. And he brings that to the table. And even though it makes our backfield stronger, adds a couple bodies, well, within a year that running back room gets pretty thin in a hurry. And that's one position where durability is such a key factor. And over the past couple of years, you've seen as the season goes on, you know, guys get worn down a little bit, they get nicked up, and we don't want that productivity to decline any way, shape, or form. So we want to keep those guys fresh. We want to rotate them in there, make sure they have roles, make sure they have touches, and develop them. And we show them the picture a lot of our running back room back in the day at the other place I used to work at, and what those guys came in as and where they are now. And those guys could have easily not stuck together, but they did. They understood the importance of not only how you start, but how you finish. They understood the importance of having an offensive line and a scheme that allows them to maximize their talents, as opposed to a porous front that allows penetration and negative plays and shots in the backfield. So a lot goes into this. And when you have a guy like Coach Mastro coaching you up, I mean, you don't have enough time in the day or even the entire year to soak up all the knowledge, and the progress that you're going to gain from that is incredible. So all in all, we think it's a perfect match and a perfect mix.
Good stuff from Mario Cristobal's press conference. You're going to hear a lot more from the Oregon football head coach tonight at 6 o'clock. If you're live with us approaching the 2 o'clock hour, then you still got time to register. Signing day. The National Signing Day special coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. GoDucks.com/signing day for more info. And the auction items are getting up there. Pretty cool, man. Thanks, fans, for everything, because you get a chance to win some awesome Duck stuff and also meet for a year. I don't know if Scott Phillips knew about that one, but yeah, it's there's some good stuff. Also, a new addition to the auction being added today, kind of a buy it now type deal where you can get a Valentine's Day gift, actually, at least that's how I'm thinking of it, delivered to someone that you care about. Everybody likes cupcakes on Valentine's Day. National Signing Day, best program, best class of program history. See you tomorrow.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Wow.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spell.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.